Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. My name is Mark Daly, and this is Talk Back Jackson Sports. And joining us on our sports line, we have Amanda Anspaugh from Northwest. She is the Mounties volleyball coach. Amanda, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about, let's talk, I almost want to say let's start at the beginning, but I don't necessarily feel like we have to go back that far. But let's just kind of approach this from the standpoint that myself and our listeners just don't know much about the history of Northwest volleyball. Tell us, like, where the program has been and where you are right now. Just take us through a little bit of a journey, if you could, please.
Well, sure. I was actually a Mountie myself, and I was part of a quarterfinal state run team back in 1993. And so fast forward to 2019-20, our seasons, we were able to succeed at the district level and then move on to the regional level. So I feel like Northwest volleyball has always been a really solid foundation of who we are, and but the success has kind of been lacking at the conference level, the district level. Mm-hmm. And so it took a while to build where we were the last couple of seasons as far as seeking a district title, back-to-back titles. But with that said, over the last 7 years, I became the varsity coach in 2014, 2015. Mm-hmm. In fact, my first season was in 2015. And at that time, you know, we were looking at like maybe seventh place in the I-8 league, out of eight teams. And each season we started to improve. We would move from seventh place to sixth place. And then we were fifth in the conference. And then we were third in the conference. And then last season we actually ended up second in the conference. We were 7-1, and then another district title. So the growth over the last 7 years has just gained so much momentum, where we're starting to see our young girls, our young Mounties, mm-hmm. our second graders, our third graders, our fourth graders start falling in love with the sport early on. And I think that's really what makes us proud as a program right now in Mountie Nation.
I think that is just so perfect. It's so important in all sports to have girls, or really in all sports, to have that kind of legacy, to see that type of success, and to have kids involved at a young age. But I almost feel it's more important to put an emphasis right there on girl athletes, because they just don't get the coverage, they don't get the attendance that a lot of the boy athletes in sports do. And just to have that type of legacy starting in any girl's sport is so important.
Oh, it's huge. And I think the big point is that most girls don't ever touch a volleyball until seventh grade tryouts. And so that's where it was a red flag to me early on taking over the varsity program, that it's like we know these little kids are kicking soccer balls at 3 and 4 years old or playing t-ball, but they don't touch a volleyball. And so we started exposing our second and third graders to clinics and camps in the spring and summer. And actually one of my coaches is a second grade teacher, so she's a real big advocate for our sport at the early age. But yeah, it's one of those that if you expose them to the sport earlier, by seventh grade, they may come to you with even more skill than just touching it for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it is with basketball. That's how it is with football, yeah, softball, baseball. They all start in soccer. They all start so early.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So I'm going to pull from my experience when I coached my kid in flag football and how that was kind of a debacle with all the kids running around to where the football is. What's it like when second graders play volleyball for the first time?
Well, luckily they make something called a volley light, which is a much lighter volleyball.
Okay.
That the girls, it doesn't hurt their arms as much. And in fact, we sometimes even bring out beach balls to expose them to the sport and how you can show the fundamentals even with a beach ball.
Gotcha.
So So it's quite comical, but oh my goodness, they can't wait to come back to the next day of camp, and it's fun seeing their smiling faces.
It's always just so much fun watching young ones play any type of sport. You name it, it's just so much fun watching little kids play. So tell me about your team. Let's go back to last year. Tell me about the team you had last year, and just remind our listeners the type of success you had at Northwest last year.
Yeah, you know, last year was one of those unknown seasons. In fact, in the fall, we didn't even know if we were going to have a season. Mm-hmm. We didn't have hardly any training sessions. We didn't have any training sessions in the summer. And so when we did get the green light was to figure out how we were going to hold tryouts outdoors. And as you know, volleyball is, for the state of Michigan, is not an outdoor sport. And so we made it happen. We set up some pop-up tents, our nets out on the baseball field, and we held tryouts, and we kicked off our season on the baseball field. And that kind of set the tone for how we wanted to proceed. Like, we just knew that each day wasn't a given. Yeah. And so coming off of the previous season in 2019 with a district championship, and we hadn't had a district championship in over 18 years, I think that just carried the momentum even in through the COVID season with the temperature checks and the mask wearing and all of those things that we weren't used to. It was almost what fueled us, what drove us to succeed last year. Okay. Into another district championship. So we were back-to-back district champions in the last two seasons. And again, it's one of those things that we it didn't happen overnight. We've been growing this, and so carrying that momentum momentum into this season has been one of basically one of the fuels that we use every day in practice. Is like there are nine girls that had a chance to have that feeling last year of what it felt like to bring home a district championship.
And you had some student athletes that are now playing at the next level.
Yes. In fact, last season I graduated four seniors, two of which are playing at the next level. One is playing at Grand Valley State University, and one is playing at Adrian College. And actually, I have another one who's playing basketball at Spring Arbor University. So
nice.
That core group, and one that potentially might be playing softball at Jackson College. But those four seniors were a really solid group of athletes for our program over actually the last 4 years.
Yeah, that's got to feel awesome as a coach.
Yeah, yes, it does. It's super gratifying to see all their hard work pay off.
Tell me about the kids on your team this year. Who are the ones that we should be watching for? Who are the ones that are the leaders that will be standing out this year?
Yeah, so this year I have six seniors, and all of which were with me last year on this successful run. And so hopefully those six seniors are starting to see more court time and see more of that leadership role. And I have a couple of girls that actually were part of the lineup last season, and so I'm really relying on them. One is Tasia Kapp. She was a sophomore last year. She's a junior this year. Last year she only played in three rotations, and now she's playing all six rotations, so she's taking on a bigger role. I have another middle attacker named Olivia Lamb. She's a senior for me. She as well was a part of the lineup last season. We have a brand new setter this year. Her name's Jillian Osterberg. And she's taking over from a four-year starting setter. And so having had her on my team last year as a sophomore, and we started growing her and sort of grooming her for this position this year. And she's handling it very well.
Right. It's nice to have the option or the ability or the just the convenience maybe of having some youth on the team who could experience the seniors and be able to build at the varsity level for a few years.
Right. And then I have one other player, Lane Slight, She started playing for me as a freshman, and also as a sophomore last year. She never came out of the rotation, never came out of the lineup. Unfortunately, she is injured, for this season and will be out the entire season, due to having some surgery. So we're terribly going to miss her in the lineup, but we want to get her healthy for her sport, which is basketball. And so again, we're going to miss her. She's a vital part of our team, whether she's on the court or off the court. So, again, it's some of those things we were dealt with adversity a couple seasons ago, with a similar situation, and here we are facing it again. But we make it happen.
Yeah.
We move forward.
So we talked about last year. We talked about some of the kids that were there with you last year, and we talked about some of the kids that are here with you this year. Let's talk about this year, and it's got to be nice just to have that sense of normalcy, you know, where you're not practicing outside. You don't know where, you know where the season's going to go. You just don't have all the uncertainties, and it's like the senior year girls are going to get the season they deserve.
Yes, and it's a lot of the things in between, the things that maybe you don't actually see on the court. Mm-hmm. We do a big staff appreciation night. That it has kind of been a tradition that we started in our program 7 years ago. And, you know, when you get that taken away from you, and that's something these players look forward to honor a staff member that has impacted them. We didn't have fans in the stands last year. And so that has been our fuel this year, is to perform, because we get to have fans in the stands. The no masks are a big deal, even at practice. And in competition. So just that sense of normalcy is helping drive us and focus us, and we enjoy the freedom, let's just say. We enjoy the freedom of not having to do temperature checks, and we can just get into practice and get going.
Right. Well, tell us about the season so far. Where are you guys at, and are you happy with how things have gone so far this season?
Yeah, well, again, we're making adjustments. It seems like each time we've had a teammate not able to be in the lineup. And so right now we're trying to find the perfect chemistry. And I think that's the biggest part when you take over a new season. You might have some returning girls, but it's all about finding the right chemistry on the court to get you some wins. So we had a tough loss last week against Michigan Center. They have definitely grown as a program, and so kudos to Michigan Center's program. Right now we have a home or an away match today at Hanover Horton. It's a try against Hanover and Homer, and we actually went to the Adrian tournament this past weekend. We ended up in the semifinals, so that was good. So again, my goal, we talk about getting 1% better every day at practice, and then hopefully that transfers over to competing in competitions. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see it. And so again, once we build that chemistry and we figure out who we are on the court and growing that 1% every day, I think we're going to start to see the wins.
Well, I think you partially answered a little bit of my next question, is what does success look for you? I think every team wants to show improvement from one game to the next, one week to the next. But at the end of the season, and you look back at what transpired, what are you going to consider as a successful season for Northwest Volleyball?
Yeah, and I think you're right. I basically did answer that. Success for us right now is just showing growth every day. And it can be small wins. It can be obvious wins. It can be individual growth. It can be team growth. But I want to see growth, whether it's growth in communication, whether it's growth in your movement, your team building, your team culture. It's so important to that 1% growth every day for me is going to help elevate that level of success that Mountie volleyball has been used to the last couple of years. And so And one other thing that we do in our program that sort of sets the tone and is a part of our culture is it's called What's Your Word? And every player gets to choose their word that fuels them, whether it's in the classroom or in life or on the court, something that they need in that moment. And I think when you talk about success, it's using those words as fuel to achieve wins. And it's not like success for us. Yes, wins are great, and that's why you compete. But success for us is sometimes celebrating the small things. And so I think that's where Mountie Nation Volleyball has grown. It's just because we celebrate some of the small things, and then the success comes with the wins.
We're talking with Amanda Anspaugh, varsity coach for Northwest Volleyball here today on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Boy, I tell you, I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. I thank you so much for taking time out and talking with us today. Before I let you go, I think I already know the answer to this question, but before I let you go, is there a date that you have circled on your schedule, one matchup that you're looking forward to most of all compared to all the others?
Well, it's always going to our crosstown 10 miles away from us, maybe not even 10 miles, but it's our match against Western, the Panthers across the highway here. But yes, our girls look forward to it. They love competing against Western. Western has had a solid program. Last year was finally Northwest year to take a win from the Panthers. So it should be a good matchup again this season. And it's coming up here, I believe, right after Labor Day.
Okay. All right. Well, good luck tonight in Hanover Horton in Comet Country, and we look forward to speaking with you again throughout the rest of the season. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you so much, Mark.
This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.